Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Coming up on TMS, both Hunky and Dory.
Galactica Hatch.
Crawler on the craft table.
Confirmed. We've got space junk.
That's how you get bat mines. That's how you get bat mites.
Vegas mob Dropbox.
Everyone gets nothing from Burger King.
Ripping off Chevy Chase's bit.
Howling Hound Hover Hunt.
Do you follow him? No, he's dead.
Want to know about America? Don't live in America.
Man on a park bench.
Mukbang bus.
Bah, call me, bye.
Chasing Amy with Amy.
Call now and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Nothing like a bag of Doritos Cool Ranch. Nothing like it.
Below.
Their milkshakes bring all the boys to the yard. This is The Morning Stream.
Good morning and welcome to TMS. It's The Morning Stream for Thursday, August 11th, 2022. I'm Scott. He's Brian. Hi, Brian.
I am. You are and they are. And
we're all and here not. Now. Exactly. Hey, this person
Chevy
here.
Chevy Chase used to say, and I'm not.
Yeah, that's right. He did. We're not ripping off his bit. We promise. We're just sort of...
No, gosh, no. I mean, one of the last people I think we want to piss off is Chevy Chase.
No.
Only because, not that he'd do anything to us, but just because, you know, he's kind of a dick.
He's a little slower. He's a little slower now. He couldn't do much.
Oh.
I don't think he could do much. This lady here just wanted to share this.
Nothing like a bag of Doritos Cool Ranch.
Okay, so this girl, I follow her on TikTok. Her entire account is that every time, but with something else. So it'd be like... Nothing like a bag of Skittles.
Of Mountain Dew,
yeah, or whatever it is. Then she eats it and then goes, nothing like it. And she's got this like huge following as a result of that. And once again, I've decided that we did it all wrong. We don't know what we're doing. All we had to do is a video saying nothing like it. And we'd have like a million followers.
Yeah, yeah.
Frick. We don't know
and
how
you,
the internet
And you're
works.
Doing it too. You're following her. Because you want to see what things she says there's nothing like it, for every...
I'm part of the problem. You know? So there's that.
Wow. Wow.
Anyway.
I don't know.
Someone asked in the chat if it was Tina's voice.
Nothing like an episode of Blackish.
The good news is that stuff will be perpetually streaming, so even when the show ends, I'll still be able to... Tina and I'll still be able to talk about watching an episode of Blackish.
Oh, speaking of episodes, I lied yesterday and was confused. I thought I had one episode of Loki. I had two.
Oh, you have two left. Okay.
I have two left. So I watched what I thought was the last one last night. And it really felt like the last one, kind of.
Oh, sure. Because of the, the smoke.
Yeah,
monster.
The smoke. Let's call it the smoke. Yeah. And, you know, what's his name in the old 70s outfit?
I love Richard E. Grant. Oh, my God. He's great.
He is great. He's a huge deal in that. But anyway... that's what I watched. So now I have. Okay. Now I truly have one more. I was so looking forward to today coming in, just sauntering in here and going, "Hey, Brian, I watched the rest of Loki."
You were going to be so proud, yeah. and still couldn't muster up an additional 30 minutes.
I think that last episode's an hour, though, isn't it?
Oh, it might be. Yeah, there is a lot. They pack a lot in there.
Yeah, so it was like
I had to watch it, and we did watch it a second time after, of course, the couch party. I binged the rest of the show. It only took me a couple days.
So wait, you re-binged it in the time that we started it, and I'm still have an episode left.
Oh, yeah. I re-binged it, Scott. Started binging two more shows, one I watch with Tina and one I watch without.
Wow.
And yeah.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's how long it's been. That's how long it's been.
That's a lot. All right. Well, you do what you do. So look at this.
I can't. They're both of them I can't wait to talk about on Recommendals. I don't know which one we're going to finish first. Well, no, I do know. We're going to finish the drama first because it is so damn good.
Really? Really?
Yes. Yes. Whoa. Oh, I could. I don't even want to do like a, I'll only tell you this. It stars a young actor by the name of Franz Ferdinand. No, I'm not going to do that because I don't want anybody to look it up and try and guess what I'm going to talk about. But I'm so excited about it.
Now all I can think about is how Franz Ferdinand is somehow involved in your movie. Anyway, okay, question. I need advice from the Tadpool people at home, whoever you want to email me, vent this, whatever, we'll figure it out. But we got an issue going on. Carter is in the chat. She knows about this as well. Kind of freaking her dog out. We got what I can only describe as this is a 24/7 howler dog somewhere in the neighborhood that is constantly just going,
like that. Some sort of constantly. Basset or beagle or something. Something banging.
Yes, and especially during the day, like business hours, this dog is losing it, which makes me think the owner got a dog, leaves it at home, doesn't feed it or do anything with it for 8 hours, and this dog is just miserable in a cage, howling to the moon. That's my thinking. I could be wrong, but it happens all the time. Now, I'm not necessarily hearing it all the time. I was going to try to record it just to see, you know, what it sounded like on the show, but I couldn't. I didn't get around to it. But her dog Ripley, the Ellen Ripley, the Weimaraner,
right?
She's just always on edge now. Just always, her head will pop up. You know, you can tell she can hear something.
Yeah,
or she'll suddenly go. If you've ever had one of those dogs go from zero to 100,
they just erupt, like spontaneously erupt into noise.
Rainer acts like she doesn't hear it, which is odd because she hears everything. But she's like, she's tuning this one out for whatever reason. And then the new little dog doesn't care. She just wants to bite things and chew your foot and roll around and be dumb. So anyway, I guess what I'm asking is, in a situation like this, if you actually are worried that the dog is in trouble or in a bad situation, do we do something about that? Like, what do we do? Do we call someone?
Like if you think the dog is being abused and making this noise because it's being abused or anything like that.
Or just neglected, mainly, is what I'm worried about, you know? You call the welfare, not welfare, I looked at the chat.
You call the
animal control or whatever.
PCA. Yeah, animal control, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Do I do that? And if I do that, I don't want him to go over there and find out, oh, he's just a howly dog. There's somebody here with him all day and it's no big deal. Like, should I just stay on my side of the line, not worry about it?
You know? You can do it. I think you can do something like that anonymously and just, you know, there's nothing, you know, what's the harm, right? They find out the dog's fine. Great. The dog's fine. Mm. But you don't want to, you know, hear about the dog dying because, oh, left it outside in the heat for a full day and it just didn't, it ran out of water and blah, blah, blah. And
yeah, that's probably the bet. The side to err on to be that, because the other side is just avoiding confrontation with a neighbor. I mean, I don't even know who it is. Like, they could be a block away for all I know.
You know, confrontation with the neighbor just means Kim will take a casserole over a month afterwards and everything will be both hunky and dory.
Yeah, so. Hunky and dory. Dory first, then hunky, but kind of the same thing. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Carter, you know what? You make this decision. You live here right now. You get to make the call. You want to call the hoo-ha and have them go check, or do you want to let it ride? It's up to you.
You need to... She just said that you guys are having a hard time, like you said, triangulating, figuring out which house it is.
Yeah.
Maybe you hook up with the drone guy and see if the drone guy...
Oh, yeah. And that's the way to patch up things with the drone guy. You know?
Right, exactly. He's like, hey, do you hear that dog howling? And do you want to, you know, come over, I'll buy you a beer and I'll have a Diet Dog or a Dr. Pepper Zero and we'll see if we can drone over and figure out where this dog is.
Yeah, I could do that. I still have like Tom Merritt beer in the fridge, something he left here.
Oh, I'm sure it's still good then.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm sure it holds forever. And we'll give him that.
Delicious aged IPA.
Not really a thing, is it?
No.
Beer doesn't really age. That's a good point. Anyway, he may or whatever. He would probably, the way I'd have to handle it is say, hey, maybe take a break from spying my yard.
Well, yeah.
That's... And then drive that over there and film somebody else. And then Kim can bring in the casserole and we're all set.
Yeah. Aren't you the guy who threw something at my drone?
Mm-hmm. I know. I just know we have somebody in the chat who's like, they work for some, you know, local pet thing, or they know how animal control handles this stuff or whatever. So somebody tell me. Ironically, it'll probably stop by the time I get it.
Bad. Yeah.
We check next door. Nobody's talking about it.
Nobody's said anything about it? Okay. Mm.
No, and we usually get something. Like if we're curious about what's going on about something, we check next door and there's somebody is saying something about whatever it is. Like that kid getting run over, next door was like, you know, all of, on fire that
all
night.
All about it, I'm sure. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But this guy or this dog, nothing. So I don't know. Maybe the, you know, this is a work at home problem. We wouldn't even hear this if I wasn't in a, if I was in an office 8 hours a day.
Right, but that doesn't make it better.
No. I'm not saying it makes it better, but I'm saying that's why no one's talking about it, because they're all gone.
Oh, I see. So they're all back at work. If that's what
Yeah, because they're not hearing it. We don't really hear it at night, so I think it's a daytime thing. I don't know. I said 24/7, but it's really more like, I don't know, working out and 9 to 5. What a way to make a living.
Oh, business hours. Yeah, during business hours.
Yeah, business hours.
I mean, maybe it's
only
a good time to take Rainer for a walk when you start hearing the noise and see if you can kind of pinpoint it by just walking, you know,
walking where
going
she
around
to
the
pull
block in the direction you think it is and seeing. Yeah,
we could do that. That's not a bad idea. Yeah. I'll try that today. There you go. Okay. I walked her this morning, but it wasn't. There were no howling in the morning, so I don't. My guess is it was like 7, so they probably hadn't left yet. So I'll do it after the show. This is all a good idea.
Coming up next on Film Sack, The Howling.
Yeah, The Howling. We ever do The Howling? No.
No, we've never done The Howling.
Oh, we should do
that
The Howling.
That I can say with confidence because I've never seen The Howling.
I think I've seen it. I thought it was with you guys. I guess not. I'm all in. Let's do The Howling.
I've
Halloween.
Also never seen Cat People.
I've never seen Cat People either. We should do that.
Yeah, I want to see Cat People.
This Halloween, we should. Yeah, we should start picking now because we want good picks for the month of October.
Oh, this look at this. The Howling stars Cujo's own Dee Wallace.
Dee Wallace.
Dee Wallace.
Gosh. Wow. Finally.
E.T.'s own Dee Wallace.
She had this amazing career of E.T. Whoa, she's great in this. I loved her as the mom. And then everything else was crap.
Right. Critters in 1986 and The Hills Have Eyes. Yeah. And
what the heck, man?
That actually came first. That was the first of those movies.
Oh, Hills Have Eyes?
Yeah. The Hills Have Eyes. The Hills. We should see that for Film Sack.
I hear the remake.
Oh, that's got that dude.
The weird googly eye guy.
The weird googly eye dude. Yeah. Yeah. Right. And that's also a Wes Craven joint.
I follow that dude on TikTok and he seems like the nicest guy. He's so freaky looking. But he seems so nice. He's like, hey, everybody, today I was having some tea and I had a thought about it. And I'm like, you're supposed to be a cannibal freak who's like ready to eat me and stab me.
Wasn't he Toxic Avenger too?
Was that somebody else? I think he just looked like him. I don't think that was him.
Sad to say, that's probably it.
Yeah, and I think the Toxic Avenger is mostly makeup, whereas this guy just got a weird face.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, good point.
But he reminds me of like... who's the guy who played Jaws?
Richard Kiel.
Richard Kiel. There's like a Richard Kiel
Do you follow him on TikTok, Scott?
No, he died. He's dead. Gone. Yeah, nobody puts him
I
on
followed
TikTok.
Him at the Star Trek experience or the Star Trek event at the Hilton years ago when I was selling Andrew Allen's CD. And
I was
and
there
Richard
that
Kiel
year.
Was there signing autographs, and I followed him on his Rascal.
Didn't we?
Bit.
I'm pretty sure you and I... Well, I was there that year. I brought the kids, but we were there. And we...
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you and I stood in a corner and talked about how nobody was at his table. And it was sad. Right. There are people everywhere except at Richard Kiel's table, which is impossible not to notice because it's Richard freaking Kiel.
It's
who's
Richard
nine,
freaking Kiel. I mean, I if I had something... Huge. I guess it was because it was a Star Trek thing and he's more known for James Bond stuff.
Did he do a Star Trek? I don't think he was in Star Trek.
Is there a Star Trek connection? I'm looking it up. We don't have Randy here, so I'll do this one.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, at least
let's see if I can do it before the tadpole does it. I'll bet the tadpole's going to be faster.
They're always faster.
They're always faster.
They're weird that way. Fast. Even with a 7-second delay, they're usually on it. Let's see.
No, there is nothing Trek on Richard Kiel's IMDb.
Yeah, see, there you go. Not even TOS.
Oh.
So, I think
he did play the Hulk in the Incredible Hulk TV series for one scene only.
Oh my gosh, I want to see
uncredited,
that.
Uncredited, one scene only.
Can we get that somewhere? I want to see that.
Yeah, actually, I bet we can. Let's see. Yeah.
But also, Richard Kiel was there. Or not Richard Kiel. Richard Hatch was there. And right. I remember thinking, why is he here? This is Battlestar Galactica guy. Why is he in a Star Trek thing? And I think it just turned out that these guys would go around to these conventions regardless. It didn't matter whether they were in the stuff or not. They got their $40 signed photos. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm. right, yes. Yeah. I can only find... That is not... That's not it, is it?
I don't know. Is it?
Yes, this doesn't...
Yes, chat. Richard Kiel also dead. You are correct.
Yes.
Or Richard... the other guy.
Oh, Richard Hatch also dead.
Yeah, they all died.
Not the one from Survivor, but the...
no. The wrong Richard Hatch passed.
Galactica Hatch.
Yeah, Galactica Hatch.
my gosh, I really wish this was a better picture, but this seems to be the only one I can find of Richard Kiel as the Incredible Hulk, and it's like an old Bill Bixby black and white photo still.
Weird. Okay, so what
he looks more like an Oompa Loompa, like a big tall Oompa Loompa than he does the Hulk, but that's only because we're seeing a black and white photo and
those eyebrows.
Yeah.
Why does the Hulk always grow more hair than Bill Bixby had at the time? Do you know what I mean? Like, why is the...
Yeah.
I feel like the Hulk comics, he always had shorter hair when he became the Hulk. But in this case, it's like, hey, what if we got a full-on Elvis?
What if he, like, you know, grew up? There's another another shot, kind of a top-down shot of Richard Kiel as the Hulk.
Oh, this is in color. Look at this.
That's in color.
Yeah, it's tiny.
I don't think this is it. I don't think this is Richard Kiel. Might be, but
oh,
it kind of looks like
who is that?
Like back in the day, Glenn Campbell.
Yeah, or I guess I can see it. I can see that as Richard Kiel.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I would have never. If you had said trivia about did Richard Kiel ever play B the Hulk? B, I would have said no. I wouldn't have chosen B. I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's very odd. All right. Well, we learned something today.
Two of the people in this. So here's one last photo. It's Thor, Stan Lee, and the Hulk from that Hulk movie that featured Thor.
Oh, yeah.
And two of those people look like they're totally into it. And one of them does not. One of them looks like he'd rather be doing anything else. And it isn't Stan Lee, and it ain't Lou Ferrigno. Nope.
Lou Ferrigno. Looking like he's into it. Stan's like, whatever. I'm into it.
Like, hey, I created both of these guys.
These guys are my guys.
And Thor is like, don't eat my cruller sitting there on the craft table, please.
Yeah, going back into porn after this. Like, well, all right. We learned something.
Anyway, there we go. It was a nice deep dive into the Hulk.
We asked for people in Luxembourg to kind of ping us about that the whole thing where they had the most space trash, where they had 40.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I heard from Raul in Luxembourg.
Okay.
And he indeed confirms we have space junk. That's basically his whole email. He says we had space junk.
Oh. Yeah. Confirmed we have space junk. Yeah. Like he.
That was it.
I like that the citizens of Luxembourg are like, you know, kept abreast of all of the junk that they're throwing into space. Like, today in the news, Luxembourg Daily News, we've thrown more junk into space.
What do they speak? I'm going to sound like a dumb American here. What's a Luxembourg?
I'm not sure either. I'm going to guess either German or Swiss in Luxembourg, because there I don't know of a Luxembourgian
language. Of Luxembourg. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Three official languages.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, this is going to make you surprised.
Of course, French.
French,
duh.
French, yeah. German, and the national language of Luxembourgish.
Luxembourgish. Okay. Yep. See, dumb Americans don't know crap about Europe, yet they can name every president we've ever had. And
yep. Luxembourgish. I want to hear that. I wonder if I can.
Luxembourgish. I hope maybe Raul can help us with that. Maybe he can record a little Luxembourgish.
Let's see if I can get someone to... Oh, here we go. Luxembourgish language.
Okay.
We're going to hear somebody say it.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Here we go. I don't know who this is, but Wayne is not playing it.
My name is Mark Schrader. I come from Luxembourg, also Luxembourg. Mir wenn dem froh geht für über Heim zu schwätzen und mein Heim möcht.
All right, so there you go. You got a grande latte, no milk. It just sounds like you
interesting.
Know.
All right,
but yeah, Eichhorn's right. Germanic sounding sounds like it came from the Germanic root, which you know would make sense if Germany's also or Germany German's also spoken.
Right.
Anyway.
Right.
Interesting.
That's really in Portuguese. Wow.
Yeah. Thanks, right. Raul. If I'm even saying that right, I feel like I'm not. Brian, why was there? Why was Batman's costume on a park bench by where you live? Why,
dude? I'd like to know. So here's the story. Did some lifting yesterday. Drove around. You know, lifting. Mm-hmm. Really got to figure out a better term for that. Oh, mm-hmm. You want to do play a little?
Oh opener? Yeah. We got this. Of course. Sure. Here we go.
Be courteous and obey traffic regulations.
All right. Tell me about your lifting.
All yesterday. Right. So I'll even tell you about the story that kind of led up to this, which is there was a little bit of coincidence, maybe not really irony, coincidence, and sadly it didn't there was no way to kind of make everything go full circle, but one of my pickups was at a plasma donation place, and picked up a woman there, and she told me all about the process and the money you can make donating plasma. And she says, yeah, you get about $100, but there's another place that does $1,000 depending on your blood type, but the problem is that you can't go to both places. If they find out you are double dipping, then you'll get banned and put on a list that all the plasma donation places look at, and you'll be barred from all of them. You won't be able to donate plasma.
Oh my gosh. Ever? Like you're done ever for good. You're on the list.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're done. You're not donating anything anymore. So, and she told me about like, yeah, what you're supposed to eat beforehand. They give you like a little list and a pamphlet. And the first time you go there, it's like an extra 30 minutes to sign up and all that stuff. And how I thought this was fascinating too. If you're on medications, it'll turn your plasma a different color. And I'm not just saying like it'll be, because normally it's like an orangish red.
Yeah.
But if you're on medications, it'll turn freaking green. Ew. Like it's not even like a close color. It is like a, you know, it's
weird.
Anyway, so we talked about that, and then we talked about COVID, and she's, well, actually, you know, I found out about COVID really early. And I said, oh, really? How'd you do that? And she's like, well, have you ever heard of mukbang?
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And I said, yes. And she's like, well, I watch a lot of Chinese Twitch streamers on mukbang. And, you know, there's this woman who does nothing but eat vegetables and da da da. And then Twitch recommended another video of a, well, she was saying, I don't know, Tally, if it's Korean, but she was saying she was watching a Chinese lady doing mukbang.
Could have been Korean. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess it is Korean. It is supposed to be, mukbang is specifically
mukbang,
Korean.
The phrase is Korean, but yeah, the woman she said she was watching was Chinese.
Yeah, and I've seen
which
plenty.
Which is relevant because of the COVID thing.
And I've seen Chinese mukbang videos where the people are explicitly Chinese, so I don't know that I don't know if it's Korean only, but anyway.
Right. Continue. So anyway, so she's watching this, and then it recommended another Chinese mukbang person, a guy who proceeded to eat a live bat.
Ah!
and then it directed her from there to a video about and again, you know, we know that there's auspicious circumstances of how the virus came to be. There's the, oh, somebody ate a bat and got the blah, blah, blah. No, that's not the, you know, I'm not saying that that's why, that's where COVID came from. However, she was watching a mukbang video of a guy eating a bat. And then from there, it directed her to a live news stream that she was watching about this pandemic that had just started, like in 2019, when it started in China.
Yeah.
And so she said, so I knew about it beforehand. I said, well, thanks, Jessica. You could have let us all know. I really appreciate it. And then she got to talking about how, you know, eating sea moss, like she makes sea moss and watermelon smoothies for her and her kid, and that's why neither of the two of them ever got COVID. And I'm like, oh, okay, geez. This sounds like it's taken a fun turn.
Yeah.
And
come on.
Come not on, CMOS, but SEAMOSS.
CMOS. Yeah.
I know. Because CMOS is a, like, what? It's a hacking term or a programming term. Well,
CMOS is like your chip on your motherboard that remembers everything.
That's right.
So if you're going to change out the battery on your CMOS, it's because it died and it doesn't remember what drives you have or what the time is or all that stuff. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
So she started talking about that. She started talking about a holistic doctor and all this stuff, and finally get to her apartment building and drop her off. Say, all right, thanks, Jessica. I wasn't expecting to learn anything on this ride, but hey, thank you very much. Yeah. Okay, bye. She hops out. And then I'm pulling out of her parking lot.
Yeah.
And I look over, and there's this bench, like a bus bench on the side. And I'm like, what is that sitting on the bus bench? And then the side of the arm catches my eye, and it's the three little, you know, jagged, angled spikes that come off of the side of Batman's uniform.
Yeah, it's the bat sleeves.
Wait a minute. Yeah. So I actually back up a little bit. No cars behind me, thank goodness. Yeah. And take pictures of it and say, you know, what's the story here?
Yeah, I put it up on.
Sir, you can't wear your Batman costume on the bus. Oh, okay, I'll just take it off here. Thanks.
Yeah, this is the whole getup except the cape, I think.
Right, and the mask or the cowl. Well, maybe the cowl is there. I don't know. It would be hanging off the back, so I wasn't.
That's true.
Certainly wasn't about to.
This has got like the padded muscle stuff and everything.
Yeah,
like, this
it's is got the right. It's got the built-in abs and chest pads and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's weird. It's missing a logo, which I thought was interesting on the chest. There
oh,
should be a
that's
logo
a really
there.
Good point.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know if that's Ninja Batman or what. But anyway,
somebody
said,
you should have grabbed it and, you know, put it on. And then I wanted to say, no, that's how you get bat mites. Do you want bat mites? Because that's how you get bat mites.
Well, it's your comment in our text exchange that made me laugh. So here's what Brian sent these pictures, and I went, the Batman. And he says, be on the lookout for a crusader just wearing a cape. And I said, think he kept on his bat unders? And you said, hope so. Don't want people looking up his bat cave. That's a good one. That made me laugh. I liked it. Anyway, if you guys know a Batman who's missing his clothes, Brian might have the answer.
Yeah, I can direct you to the far end of town where that costume probably still isn't hanging on a bus bench.
Probably not there now, yeah.
Probably not, no.
I mean, why wouldn't it? Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think who would get it. It'd either be somebody with...
probably some kid goes by and like, oh, Batman costume, fun!
I'm going to get it! I added Red Frag.
And now they've got gonorrhea.
I added Red Frag on the wrong call. Gosh dang it. Red Frag, you'll notice I added you very temporarily to the core group. I did not mean to do that.
Oh, great. Yeah. I've never been invited to the core group. Thanks a lot.
Well, don't worry. I'll probably accidentally do that to everybody at some point. All right. Now she's coming in. We're going to talk books and hang out with Amy a little bit. So let's do that by playing this. Where is it? Here it is. That's right. It's time for Read This with Amy. Amy, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Real good.
We're good.
Yeah, real, real good.
I'm here. I don't know if you guys can't see me, can you?
No, we see the spinning Discord video dots.
Oh.
Spinning dots. Sure. Yeah, we see the dots, but we don't see you.
All right. Well, dang it. I had a whole thing. Oh, well.
Are you wearing a Batman costume?
I am not. I am not. I won't spoil it just in case it ever catches up. But, like, it should be really great because I got fiber installed at my house.
Yeah,
you know,
I think your camera's just not something's just not recognizing your camera. But you guys got fiber, and it made me sad because our fiber is still like three blocks away, and it's not here yet. It's bastard.
Fiber is available here, but it's something like $280 a month. And
jeez.
I'm sorry, but I cannot justify the cost of that.
$280.
Oh wow, yeah. Ours was actually cheaper than what I was paying for stinking Comcast. It was like $80 a month. And I was like, you're kidding. That's less than what no brainer. Buy Comcast. Bye.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I wish it was available. Like they basically said, it's expensive because we've got to connect it from right across the street where it's hooked up. But eventually it will, you know, be added to your area and then it'll be cheaper. It's like, great. Hurry up with that. Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, you had video for a second and then you just went away.
Oh, and then it went away. Did it work?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I saw her briefly.
Dang it.
You can send it again.
Ever so briefly.
Send it again. See if it works. Do another.
Call me back.
All right. We're going to call
her
back.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Can you guys hear me?
I'm going to review. Oh,
yeah, we can hear you. Oh, wow. In all that, in the process of getting video, we temporary lost her.
Yeah, something happened there. All right, re-adding.
Chasing Amy today on TMS.
Never seen that movie. Should I see Chasing Amy?
Oh, you should.
Yeah.
It's one of the better Kevin Smith films, for sure. Right.
I'll have to rectify that. Hello, Amy. You back? Hello? Yeah, this fiber's good. Good new fiber. Got the, I don't think it's the fiber. She's got some.
No, I think it's, I'm sure it's her camera or something.
Something's interfering. Yeah, she probably got a mic that took over and didn't mean to or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or earphones, and it's like, oh, you want your output over here, do you? The Windows sound setup stuff and the way it works specifically with Discord, really a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fun. Sometimes no. I rebooted yesterday after an update to my PC.
Yeah.
And nothing worked when I just for audio. All my audio stuff completely effed when I booted up. Nothing. And then I had to go reset it all. Now it's fine. And I can reboot and it's fine. It's fine. I think every time there's an update, all my settings go away. Claire, don't yell. Windows is great. It's an inherently wrong statement to make. Windows 11 is kind of bad. It's got problems. All right. Yeah. Issues.
Exactly.
She's just such an Apple hater.
Jump so quickly on the Windows bandwagon.
Yeah, I'm not here to convince you all to do OS X or freaking Macs or anything. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I use Windows for stuff. It's inherently busted with that.
Right here.
Yeah. All right. No Amy yet. Let's see. We'll try to add her again. Ring, ring, ring. Oh, now we're on her phone, maybe. Yeah, it's going good. And scene. We've done a show. We're done. All right, so Amy will join us here momentarily once things have cleared up. For now, we're going to do this. Hey, Brian, it's the news, and it's brought to you by...
Brought to you by Coverville Today, where you're going to hear a tribute to Olivia Newton-John, who passed away, obviously, earlier this week. So you knew this was going to become a tribute show for Olivia Newton-John. Covers by folks like Electric Light Orchestra, Juliana Hatfield, who recorded an incredible... tribute album, a whole full tribute album to Olivia Newton-John, which it was hard for me to pick one song. Scary Pockets, and even some covers by Olivia herself of folks like Mr. Mister and Meatloaf. That's right, Olivia Newton-John covered Mr. Mister and Meatloaf. Find out more today, 1 p.m. Mountain Time at twitch.tv/coverville.
I'm excited about which of the two songs she covered from Mr. Mister, because that's kind of all I have.
Right? You want to take a, maybe I'll tell you if you're right or not.
I can't remember. Let's see.
I mean, the two are. Do you want to know your choices?
Remind me of the popular ones. I can't think of their names.
Kiri and Broken Wings were the two songs.
I must travel. I'll bet it's that one.
Okay. You're wrong. It is Broken Wings.
Crap.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to fly again.
That poor band. Two songs and you're out.
I know. At least they weren't a one-hit wonder. There were two hit wonders.
So
good for you, Mister.
Well done. All right.
Yep.
Here are our news stories for today. Let me get to them here. Fourth set of human remains found in the drought-stricken Lake Mead near Vegas. Oh, man.
Oh, they just keep uncovering more and more.
It's a gift that just keeps on coming, this drought. More skeletal remains were found Saturday at a beach in Lake Mead. Fourth set of remains found on the lake where water levels have dramatically receded in recent years because of a lingering drought. Park rangers responded to a call about the discovery of the remains on Swim Beach. I ain't a swim beach anymore.
Discovery Beach.
It's the Lake Mead National Recreation Area at about 11:30 a.m. This was on Saturday, according to the National Park Service. They were assisted in their investigation by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department dive team. So they have a dive team on the LVPD.
Of course they do. The LVPD dive team. Because, you know, I bet they probably don't get called to work a whole lot. Mm. But this will be handy for Bally's, where there's the bodies exhibit, and they can just basically take these, every piece of remains they find, just take it over to the bodies exhibit.
Is that a permanent installation over there? Do they always have that?
It's as permanent as anything in Vegas, right?
I thought that was traveling Titanic. Only. I thought it was like it just traveled.
They have a traveling bodies exhibit that, you know, that comes through Colorado and Salt Lake City and stuff, but there's a quote-unquote permanent installation there. Just like there's a, what's another, there's another good example, that immersive Van Gogh thing that goes all around the country. There is a permanent one, I think, at Area 15.
Oh, interesting. Oh, yeah, that's right. I think you even told me that before while we were there.
Yeah.
I think you said, yeah, and here's that Van Gogh thing if we ever want to do it. And I was like, oh, I remember that place being kind of overwhelming, but next time I go back, I want to kind of look at everything there.
Yeah.
Because that's awesome.
There's a, so Kotrinet said, isn't that at the Luxor brand? Well, there are two competing bodies exhibits in Vegas.
Really?
The one that's just called Bodies is at Luxor, and it is a permanent thing. I mean, both of these are permanent installations. But then there's one at Bally's called Real Bodies.
Oh, look at them taking it up a notch.
That's right. Oh, you want to go? You'll go to Luxor if you just want to see bodies, but come to Bally's if you want to see real bodies.
Well, this real body they found. They have no other information about this body. They don't know whose it is, but there's some talk. There was some talk in the article. Some thinking that they're worried the lower they go, the more they're going to find, because some of these would have settled down low. And when they have like some filtration and some, you know, they pull that water out for use because it's a reservoir, that there might be a bunch of them bundled up at the, like the input.
Oh God. Like clogging the filter basically.
Yeah. Kind of just all laying there. I mean, clearly there's, they're learning that some stuff is in there, man. Like, this is gnarly. I don't know how old. Yeah, I mean, that's what I want to hear is when were these guys taken out by the mob or whatever it is?
Figure out the date, right? You should be able to figure out the date based on, whatever Grissom's first name was on CSI. I keep wanting to say Gus Grissom, but that was an astronaut.
Is it not Gus? Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Hal Grissom? No.
We've talked about this on the show. Dang it, can't remember what. Oh, Gil Grissom.
Thank you,
11 people in the chat room.
Like on The Simpsons. Ah, oh, Gil, you did it again, Gil.
Yeah. Right.
Love that guy. Well, anyway, authorities, they provided nothing else, and Clark County's office and coroner medical examiner would not say anything in a comment. I hope one day we find out I want to find out, is this like from the 60s?
Yeah, or is it even earlier than that? Is it like, 30s or 40s and Bugsy
and
knocking off people at the Flamingo.
Shoujo, aka Sarah, in the chat was saying that they're trying not to panic people by not tying any of this to the mob. But come on, they're in barrels, they're wrapped up in carpets. Come on,
exactly. Yeah, it's
I saw Casino, I know how this works, I know what's up. Casino.
Yeah.
That the one with De Niro and the whatnot?
De Niro and Pesci. Uh-huh.
That's a good movie.
Sharon Stone,
yeah. She won an Oscar, at least nomination for that.
She did.
Yeah, same year.
That's when I need to watch that one again. That I remember being really, really good.
Oh, yeah, Casino's awesome. It's got what's his name? It just died. Comedian. Dick.
Oh, comedian. I thought you were going to say it's got, doesn't it have Farina? Dennis Farina in it?
Yes, Farina is in it, actually.
But he
has also passed, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Who am I thinking of, though? Who's the comedian? Don Rickles.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, and he's kind of a bastard in it. It's really good.
Yeah.
I got to watch that again. I'm in the mood. Scorsese movies mood right now.
Yeah,
I can do that. I want to watch The Departed one more time. All right. Where are we here? So there's that. Hey, last Sunday, more than 900 U.S. flights got canceled and 6,300 U.S. flights delayed same day. I don't think that's sustainable, by the way.
No, that's that's crazy.
I'm just going to throw it out there that I think that is highly unsustainable levels of delay and cancellations.
And cancellation, my God. Yeah.
It's really bad. And also it goes hand in hand with the luggage problem that we talked about before. I mean, basically this all comes down to understaff issues and that stuff, which makes me nervous with airplanes. But anyway.
Curious as to, we do get a, let's see here. American Airlines canceled 4% and then delayed 24% of its Saturday flights.
Yep.
United was 4% and 23%. Delta was 2% and 22%.
Yeah.
There we go. 36% of Southwest flights were also delayed on Saturday. So, okay. Southwest got them beat for delays.
Yeah, but not
nothing about cancellations.
Not cancellations. Jeez. They're hustlers, man. They got to get it done. Let's see. The total was 6,378. So 6,378 flights delayed across the United States just last Sunday. So that's 12% total flights canceled and 40% delayed flights overall. That's bad.
That is bad. Yeah.
And it's happening everywhere. Like Claire points out in the chat, it's, you know, you hear about this happening in Europe. I mean, there's a problem. We got to, I'm not saying, you know, flush the airline business with money or something. I don't know what to do to fix it, but that's pretty effed. I don't know how you function, you know, like that's just weird. I guess it doesn't affect smaller flights, like a quick hour to Vegas or whatever is not as affected by this stuff. I don't know.
You'd think, but you know, I mean, they don't have the personnel or the equipment hasn't come across or things like that, then it'll affect the small trips as well as the big trips.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. Saturday had 657 flight cancellations and over 7,000 delays. So it was just, you know, another horrible day.
I mean, why wasn't that? I guess because it was fewer cancellations, but it was way more delays.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
It's a lot. Anyway, I hope none of you were affected by that. I'm sure some of you listening were. But
Leslie Victorine was in New York this last weekend and came back through Colorado Springs, and her flight got canceled and rebooked for the next morning. So she spent the night here in Colorado Springs. Down south in Colorado Springs.
Did you get to see her or anything, or just?
No. Didn't work out.
Gotcha. All right. Speaking of other things that are annoying. A 200-year-old tree exploded in Portland due to a heat wave. This heat wave we're in right now. Exploded. It like went, and it did because it was like hot and old.
Pressure building up inside it from boiling sap or something.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Wow.
During the 7-day heat wave in Portland, a huge branch of an oak tree fell off and fell off on East Maryland neighborhood, taking down power lines with it. It looked like the heat wave may have caused the tree to explode. It's estimated to be over 200 years old, was perfectly healthy prior to this. But 7 days of 95 degree temperatures and above probably caused the thing to fall and have it pop. The tree itself, or the branch, was estimated to weigh roughly 30,000 effing pounds. Jeez. Is there a picture of this?
Please tell me somebody's ring cam picked this thing up.
No kidding, right? Oh, they do have video, but it's not of the... of it exploding, but you can see. Oh yeah, look at that. That's gnarly.
They have the aftermath. Let me take a look.
Yeah, that's big.
Update this noon hour on a story.
Mute it. I don't need to hear this lady.
Oh wow!
It's the news. I talk like this. I talked to a guy in the street. You saw it happen. Okay, there it is.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's too bad. Hope nobody got hurt.
Jeez. Yeah.
Sounds like good. I hate local news. In local news, a tree has exploded after 200 years. All right, final story.
Why do you hate that?
I don't know.
I mean, it's stuff that happens locally.
It's not the subject.
The horrors going on in Washington right now.
No, it's not the subject. It's voice.
It's the delivery. It's the...
Yeah, all news stations do it. They all do it. They all... I'm down here on Sword City and something street, and the witnesses have said that they've seen a thing with the Bill back to you. I hate that.
You're totally not doing the Family Guy impersonation of the local news.
No, totally not.
The Simpsons impersonation of local news.
No, I like it. Kent Brockman. He could be my local news anchor any day.
Right? Yeah.
Fine with me. Final story. Burger King just emailed everybody a blank receipt. Of a Whopper by mistake. I don't know if you got this. Did you get this?
I didn't, no. Because I don't think I'm on Burger King's like preferred burger list or their reward deal.
I'm not either.
It would have to be a place I'd like to eat for me to get on their reward deal and maybe hope for a free burger on my birthday.
I do like I like Whoppers, I will admit. Fan. Yeah. Of all the fastest of the foods, like the McDonald's era. Or a level of food. I like Burger King's Whopper.
I used to. And then the quality just got Like, it's almost like they rolled it in some sort of industrial flattening machine after they assembled a burger. And then they put it in the paper and hand it to you. Yeah. I used to really like a good Whopper Jr. with cheese, but man. Yeah,
you're right. The quality's gone down. Actually, I feel like it went down and then maybe went back up a little.
Give me a Wendy's single. Yeah, I still feel like a good old-fashioned Wendy's single with cheese still does the trick. If I need something like that, then that's...
That's true. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
Their fries are bad, though. I don't like Wendy's fries.
Yeah.
Soggy.
But I don't like Burger King's fries either.
They're okay. The newer ones are crispier, I guess. But it feels like they're very artificially crispy. Like, they're using some weird shit to make it crispy, so...
Yeah.
Kind of avoid fries these days anyway. But anyway, this thing that came in your email would have said, thank you for ordering from Burger King. Your order will be ready to be picked up at Burger King location at, and then nothing.
Where am I picking up my Whopper that I didn't order?
Yeah. I'm sure they were just somebody in IT was testing some mail server stuff and screwed up.
Right. So. Right. Oops, send all. Reply all. Damn it.
Yeah. Probably no one even gets fired for that. It's fine. You don't need to.
Yeah, that's minor, right? It's not like they accidentally did have an order. Everybody in their reward system got an order placed. It's like,
I'll guarantee this.
Burgers.
There's a lot worse shit in your inbox right now than a Burger King.
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Yeah, so keep that in mind. All right, we're going to take a break, play a song, and then come back, and we're going to try Amy again. If we get through to Amy, we'll talk about this book. If not... We're going to do call now. That's what we're doing.
Okay. All right.
So stick around one way or the other. And Wendy's not here this week, if I haven't made that clear. She's on some sort of trip.
So we'll help you with your problems.
Yeah, we'll help you with your problems directly on the air. But only if you play a song. Do you play one? Do you promise?
I will play a song.
All right.
This is a brand new album by the New Jersey-based rock band Mercy Union. It's called White Tiger. Came out last week. And it's really, really good. This is the first single from it. It's called Evergreen. Check it out. Here is Mercy. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's called So Long Siberia, because I didn't like Evergreen. And they gave me a couple choices. I like this one a lot better. Here's the new song from Mercy Union. It's called So Long Siberia.
Well, it's a wild ride when a dog outguns a favorite 10-1. Wild ride. Can you feel that on the street now, honey? Gone. High time.
was I drunk? I can't remember a thing we did last night. That may be how it starts with many young men. But finally they wake up, realize, wow, I might be gay.
Nothing like a chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream cone.
The Morning Stream. There's nothing wrong with the food.
All right, Brian, tell me who that song was again.
That song again is Mercy Union from their brand new album, White Tiger. That is the song So Long Siberia. And now I want to know what that TikTok
woman is
playing. I want to know what she looks like, because is that her real voice or is she making a thing? I want to know.
I think it's really her, and she's just walking around talking about stuff she likes. And
wow,
I don't know. And I don't know why these things get suggested to me, but they're kind of gold. So thank you, TikTok, for your weird algorithm, I suppose. Yeah. I guess it pays to be tracked across all my apps. All right. We're going to try to call Amy again.
All right. Let's
see if this comes through. Let's give it a shot. Their hot new fiber. Always get plenty of fiber, I always say. Hi, Amy, you there?
Hi.
Oh, it worked. You're back.
Yay.
Yay, you're back. How are you?
I'm sorry.
No, you're really totally fine. That was really weird. Did you figure out what happened?
I have no idea. So it's really strange. I have no problem. I do Discord video calls with the Tadpooligans all the time. Works fine. It's just this call for some reason makes everything crash. I don't know what it is, but
is
there you go. I also, like, it must be said, when I'm doing the Tadpooligans, I'm using, this is great for the earlier conversation, I'm using my iPad because I don't care. Like, it's just like a phone call.
Right.
But for this one, I've got my PC and I got my nice microphone plugged in and all that stuff. And you guys kind of have a point.
Something's weird, but you sound good right now. You sound amazing. So we're going to be grateful for that. Yeah.
That's good.
All right. Where the heck were we? Oh, we were going to get a reading recommendation from you because we do read this on Thursdays. So tell us all about what you brought today.
Oh my gosh. I could not be more excited about today's book. And so Tadpoolers bring me books all the time, and I don't want anybody to think I'm ignoring them. Here's a weird confession I have for you guys, because like, this is going to be weird from, you know, the book lady. Okay.
Weird confession.
I
read really slowly.
Oh.
So, like...
Well, it's because you keep falling asleep after each sentence.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. So, I am hearing all of your recommendations and I'm writing them down and I have a list. My TBR list is very, very long. So, but this one came to my attention and I knew I had to jump on it. So, you know, good friend of the Frog Pants people, Mr. Brian Brushwood. Schwood, as he's called.
Schwoody sometimes.
Schwood.
Yes. If you're nasty.
Yeah, if
any of you guys follow him on Twitter, you may have seen his tweet thread about his daughter Penny.
Oh yeah,
who is she is getting ready to go to college, and she is apparently one of the rare people on this earth who knew from the time she was a little kid exactly what she wanted to be when she grew up. I not only admire this about this young woman, but I am envious. I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. Although, I kind of would just prefer not to grow up. You know, I'm doing pretty well with that. I mean,
you're doing 45.
I'm so far, so good. But anyway, she wanted to be a writer. And so she is going to school to study writing. And she has a little sister. And she wrote, illustrated, and has now published a book for her little sister.
Aww.
And it is absolutely adorable. It is called Periwinkle and the Crystal Cave. So I'll go ahead and read a little bit of it for you guys. This is why I was so frustrated with why the video wasn't working, because I had a whole thing. Like, Penny's illustrations are great. She's got this really cute little purple dragon. I happen to have a very cute purple dragon shoulder puppet. So I was going to do a whole thing with my little shoulder puppet and all of that, but are you guys still there?
Yeah, we're here.
We're still here. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Do you not hear
what
us?
What happened?
Oh no, she doesn't hear us.
I can't hear.
She can't hear us. We hear you. We hear you. Oh,
I'm
no.
talking that in chat. Yeah.
Okay. We you guys hear can hear you. Me. Whoops. I can't hear you.
We jeer oopy.
Okay.
We jeer well, oopy.
All right. So I'll just keep going. I'll keep going with my little reading. And then, yeah, then y'all can hang up on me when I'm done. Okay. Okay. Thanks.
Fair enough.
All right. So here's chapter one of Periwinkle and the Crystal Cave. Periwinkle paced about with the sparkliest and saddest eyes she could muster.
But please, could you stay home from work today? How pretty does my please need to be for you not to go?
Her mom swished her tail over to pat Periwinkle, but continued packing up her supplies without a second's hesitation. Sorry, Perry. Unfortunately, I have to go to school today, even if you have the day off. There's a lot of stuff I need to get ready. Perry huffed and hid behind her wings, leaving a conspicuous gap so her unbearable pain could still shine through her eyes. A whole day all by herself? But there was absolutely nothing to do. Why did her mom need to leave anyway? She was a magic teacher, yeah, but for other grown-ups, shouldn't they know everything by then? The little dragon must have been lost in thought since her mom's next pat startled her. You'll be fine. You've got plenty of toys to play with.
Yeah, but they're no fun all by myself, Perry said.
Then what about all the books? You have more than enough to read. Well, yeah, maybe there were a lot of books everywhere, but they were all boring. Almost every single one. After all, they were mostly about magic, which was the boringest thing ever. A universal truth, which had nothing to do with the fact that she was bad at it. She'd do everything exactly perfect for a spell, but then you had to talk to magic? With your feelings? And everything sputtered and sparked. She didn't like talking to anyone that wasn't her mom, certainly not with her feelings. She grouched and scrunched until her mom began striding towards the door, skittering to keep up. Perry's whines fell on deaf ears as her mom pushed open one of the ornately carved doors and revealed open sky. I love you, Perry, and I'll be back before you know it. Just don't spend the whole day moping around, okay? She said, and with an all too quick flap of her wings, she was off, leaving Perry absolutely determined to disobey her instruction. All right.
Now what
scene.
Do we
do? Oh, that's how we do it
yeah,
now.
I still can't hear you guys, so I'm just made a fail today. But there's your reading, and everybody go check out Penny Brushwood, Periwinkle and the Crystal Cave. Like, everybody needs to support this because it's adorable and it's really impressive and cool that she did this herself. And yeah, so it's available on Amazon. And go and buy it and support our friend Schwood and his cool daughter Penny.
Awesome. Okay? I love this. She still can't hear us.
And listen, Amy is the complete and total professional, right? Like, yeah. Not like, oh, I give up. I'm just hanging up. I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
Like, she carries on and did it. Even though she couldn't hear us, she's like, all right, I'm going to read this.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to give some information about it. And then I'm going to sign off.
Yeah. So, she did great.
She, you are the real deal, Amy.
Yep. Every time. Well done. Always good to have Amy on. We'll try her again next week as well. And
for sure.
Yeah.
By the way, and links to the book and Amazon are of course on quicktms.li.
You'll oh, very nice. There. All right, very cool. Okay. That's gonna do it for that. We should open up the phone lines a little here.
Yeah.
I guess I don't have that ready yet either. Here we go.
Oh, let's see if people are able to call us. Oh.
Yeah, call now, you guys. Call now. Where's the play? There's the thing.
Here. Call now.
Call now. Tell us your questions, your thoughts, your comments. We got one right here. Oh, it's already making
I hear a
sound.
Call now.
Yeah, no kidding. Hi, who's this?
This is Jeff.
Hello, Jeff. What are you doing?
Hey, Jeff.
Not too bad. Going to Lost and Beast in the chat. I haven't really chatted too much, but I've been meaning to call you guys for over 10, 11 years now.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Wow, cool. Long time coming. Glad you finally got through. Where do you hail from? Where are you at?
Well, I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska. So back in 2011, I started listening to your podcast. Really enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Then in 2013, I got an opportunity to go out to Utah, and I moved to South Jordan, Utah.
No way.
Wow.
That's where I am.
Yes. Yep.
And then I started leaving stuff on your doorstep, Scott.
Yeah.
I knew that ahead of time going out there. So I worked for a food company out there for about 3 years, and I lived at the crossing of Daybreak, right down the street from the break and everything like that.
No way, dude. I walk there like twice a week. It's like a block and a half from me is all. You're just like right there.
I've got my own pictures of Mendoza. I know exactly what goof you're talking about.
That's awesome. We haven't seen him in, about 2 years or so. He disappeared. I don't know if he died or where all the ducks went with him, or I don't know what happened there, but he's not around anymore. Yeah,
I was out there through 2015, and I woulda, coulda, shoulda, the Nerdtacular up at Snowbird. Went up to Snowbird plenty of times, but missed the Nerdtacular. But, I kind of cyber-stalked you a little bit, going off of Twitter, some pictures, trying to figure out where you lived, and, hey, I'm going to walk by someday and just say hi or whatnot.
I'm sad we never made that happen. We could have totally done that. There's a few like you. There's listeners kind of up and down Soda Row over there that once in a while say, hey, I live over here. We should hang out. And I just never see these people. Once in a while, one of them will say, hey, I think I saw you with your dog this morning. And then that's the only contact we'll have. But, so where are you? So you're back in Nebraska now?
Back in Nebraska. So, yeah, I worked for the food company. Very familiar with, like, the Popeye situations over the years of you guys talking about the food business a little bit, and wanted to entertain that a little bit. But I'm actually originally from Wisconsin. So, Brian, you know, Summerfest in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
That is an awesome time. The last time I was there was in 95 when I saw Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It was a great time, but expected. And then actually at the Pabst Blue Ribbon Free stage was Carlos Santana playing.
Cool.
Very familiar with the bar there downtown.
The code, the secret bar, the spy one? Yeah.
There's a spy bar? That sounds cool.
That's the one I talked about on the show.
Was it something to do with weird neighbor or crazy neighbor?
No. We went there. We were told about this place, and you have to go in through a secret door that looks like an importer-exporter. Oh, no. Do we lose
it? No, it's this.
Oh, no. We got it. Oh, okay.
This thing. If other people call now, it has call waiting, basically. Mm-hmm. It didn't used to have that feature, and I get why someone might want that feature. But F that feature. It rings and makes sounds, but I can't turn it off. And anyway, it's annoying. Sorry, you were saying.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, it's just a really cool spy bar that you go into, and you, you've got Safe House. That's what it's called. And you go in there, and you kind of – it's almost like a almost like an escape room, except you're trying to get in and trying to complete a mission, and the food's good. I mean, it's bar food, but it's good bar food. And
I love bar.
Yeah, it was a blast. That place was totally cool. We went in Chicago as well because it was so cool.
Well, you should see. So if you were here in 2015, you should see this area now. Like I'm trying to think. If you're on that side of Soda Row, that used to be. You could look out there and see forever. The island was empty. It's now full of like $3 million homes every 2 feet. It's insane. Like that whole place has exploded.
I go on the Google Street View every now and then. The wife and I will check in on that every 6 months or so, and it is going crazy.
It's nuts. I don't know why. I don't know. I don't get it. I know there was a housing boom, but my gosh, it's insane. And it made my value go up, so I guess I can't complain too much. Well, it's good to hear from you, man. If you're ever out this way again for any reason, we should hang out, have lunch or something.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to talk to you guys, and thank you very much for all you've done. Gone onto the Patreon and follow Justin Robert Young and all the different podcasts you guys have done with Frog Pants.
Oh, well, that's great. Community. Glad to have you here, man. Glad to have you as part of it. We'll see you. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, that was awesome.
If you'd like to call in and be a part of today's discussion, be like Nebraska and call in. Okay.
Call now.
You can call now. 801-471-0462. Looks like we got another caller. Let's find out who this is. Hi, who's this?
That's Talia.
Oh, well, hello, Talia. What's going on? Our favorite Canadian transplant up there from, I can't remember why. Why'd you go up to Canada? I don't remember. What was the deal? Was it a work thing? Was it like, I got to get out of America? Like, what happened? What'd you do?
Yes.
All of that.
Well, okay.
All right, then. And the weed. They have good weed. Just kidding. I don't want to cast aspersions on your weed use. I would love it if, you know, everybody had free weed.
It is copious and frequent, though.
Yeah, it's all over the place. Well, all right. It's good to have you here, as always. Talia, what's on your mind? What's going on?
I want to talk about your damn dreams.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Unlock that door. What do we got?
Do you know what dreaming actually is?
No, but you've got like experience, PhD experience in like neuroscience, so I have a feeling you do. So tell
me. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, we don't really know a lot about dreams. First of all, dreaming is rapid eye movement called REM sleep or paradoxical sleep.
Yeah.
Because your brain's actually extremely active during that time, but you tend to only. So you go through stages of sleep. You go through 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 3, 4, 2, 1.
Yeah.
You do that, and then you hit REM sleep. And then as the night goes on, you spend more and more time in REM sleep. And that's actually why when you wake up and you go back to bed and you go, you know, resume your dream, that's called REM rebound, because it's basically resuming where you left off.
Okay.
And that happens more toward the morning. But anyway, the current theory is that dreams are basically housekeeping. I mean, like, sleep is basically housekeeping. Your cellular processes generate a ton of waste, and then when you go to sleep, you got to take the trash out.
Okay.
And that's why you get, you know, as you go on, you get tired, you start making more mistakes, because you're just literally not functioning as well.
Yeah.
Now, what we don't know is why we see random, you know, images and stuff like that. It's, you know, as to why the memory, like, why is it replaying this? So the idea is, this is where we get into speculation, is that it has to replay your memories basically to make them stronger. And so it's called reverberation theory, where it basically, you remember something, you have to basically store it back into memory.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you lose the memory.
Mm. Permanently? So like that's it? You're done? It'll never come back?
So when you open up an Excel file and then you make changes, you hit save.
Yeah.
That's basically what you're doing with a memory. You open up a memory, you make changes. Oh, it was blue instead of purple. And then you save it again. And then you remember that.
Okay.
Ideally, this always works and, you know, you have good memories, but you know, it's another topic, but you could actually interrupt that process and cause people to forget things, but that's very experimental and very ethically messed up.
Sure. Yeah, that would make sense.
So anyway,
yeah,
bringing it back to, why are you seeing, like, you know, Brian without a head or something like that?
Yeah.
So
please, yes, explain.
Your neurons as, like, you know, a trail of gunpowder, and if you ignite a trail of gunpowder, you're going to activate the neurons you want, but maybe the heat, you know, triggers something else, and you get a little bit of a side process that goes. So you remember Brian, but then you remember, oh, but Brian was sitting in a chair and I only saw his head in the display on my thing. And so then it'll basically just be a random representation of whatever you thought.
Yeah.
That needs to get remembered. But basically, think of dreams as meaningful things that happen to you, but represented in a meaningless way.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So, like, the ingredients, it's like ingredients that I would know in, let's say you're cooking. You're like, okay, I know what Cocoa Puffs are, I know what butter is, and I know what broccoli is, but putting it all in a bowl and making a dish out of it is nonsense. Like, who would do that? So your brain's kind of doing that, taking ingredients you know, but shuffling it in ways that make no sense to your head, right?
Pretty much, yeah. So it's just like, you know, if you have a very strong memory of an apple being red, then you would have, you know, it would trigger the word red, and then you think of other things you know that are red. So you briefly thought, oh, apple's red like a fire truck. So then you have a dream about a fire truck for that split second thought you had.
Oh, All right. So when I have a dream, like I had one the other day, I didn't talk about it on the show, but I had one where I was on a highway and I was running late for something, and I realized as I was driving that I was going the wrong direction. So I had to stop the car and look for like a U-turn spot on the highway, and I found one, but it was also 10 feet underwater to drive through this thing. It made sense. Wow. In the dream. It doesn't now.
Sure.
But I had to do that somehow. So because I saw cars just drowning in front of me, I'm like, well, this isn't going to work. So I'm just going to get out of my car and walk the rest of the way. But then I got halfway through the walk and went, wait, this is too long to walk. I need a car to get where I'm going to be there on time. I better turn around and go back to the car. You know, like it was this horrible loop of frustration and I'm late and none of this is working out. Just like compounding issues with me trying to get where I'm going. I don't know what all that started from. I guess I have a car. I know what a highway is. And there's my dream, right? Like, why do some people get that mismatch and other people don't?
Well, like people, it depends on sleep quality and a lot of other things. Like you probably, you know, you go to bed on at a regular time mostly.
Pretty consistent, yeah.
You probably have weirder dreams when you stay up late because your REM rebound is messed up. But,
So that's important, though. But before we get back past that too far, that's an important factor here is people, if you're on a regular sleep diet, for lack of a better term,
sleep
you're going
to is what would they call it?
Yeah. So you're going to have, you do that, you're going to have a better night's sleep, which means you're going to have a more uniform sort of pattern every day. Right.
And more consistent dreams. Cause like, you know, once you like some people don't dream, and you know, they just don't go into REM sleep and that they might still get the full amount of sleep that they need. But so we don't understand it that well, but it's, you know, basically it's housekeeping and, you know, it picks up, you know, a random thought you had today. Like say you thought of Kevin Costner and then you thought of Waterworld and things being underwater, combine that with anxiety about being on time or something. And you've got your weird dream.
Yeah. Good point. I never looked at it that way. I was thinking of Waterworld, yes, by the way, because before that dream, there was some rumored announcement. IMDb has a listing for a Waterworld redo, and there's no info, but I remember getting all excited about it, but I probably locked in on it a little bit. And then...
Yeah, and it can be unconscious things, too, because it might not be powerful enough to even register in your working memory. It's, you know, there's a lot of cellular processes that still go on that we... are just never conscious of.
Right. We don't. Yeah. Plus, we're like you keep saying, we're sort of to the cusp of just starting to understand how this stuff works. That's fascinating.
So, I mean, for some people, you could probably find some meaning because, you know, we can tie it back to their life. You know, for you, it's anxiety and, you know, just association with Kevin Costner or something.
Right.
But that's you. I mean, for some people, they might not care as much. So, they have different, so maybe their dreams are more random and they have less meaning, or it could be someone like me who smokes so much pot I don't dream anymore and there's nothing there.
Is that the deal?
Oh yeah, you'd said this pot, one other time. I wanted to ask you about that. Pot supposedly slows, or you don't dream?
Stifles.
Or something?
Yeah. It suppresses REM sleep, so you still sleep, but you spend more time in like deep sleep, stage 4 and stuff.
Well, that seems bad, or unhealthy in the long term, doesn't it?
there's the idea that it affects your long-term memory. So maybe, you know, in a few years, I'll know why and forget why.
Well, I hope you don't. That's what I hope that doesn't happen to you. I didn't realize that it's suppressed REM sleep, and REM sleep's important. So don't be doing pot at night, I guess, everybody. I don't know. A lot of people turn to it for sleep, though, right? It's like a thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's why it's paradoxical and weird sometimes. Yeah. Maybe. And it's not required for you to remember stuff, but current theory is that it's helpful.
Interesting. Okay. Well, there you go. So, hey, Colorado, freaking Oregon, California, who else has legal weed? Nevada. Mm-hmm. Be careful. That's all I'm saying. Well, this has been great. It's always fun to talk to you, Tally. Always I hope great. You're doing good. And I wanted to say this about her. She always remembers, always knows what songs I'm playing before the show if they're tied to a video game.
Oh, yeah. She's identifies what video game or
100% of the time.
From.
Yeah. Turn that off. Hate that. What that tells me is that Tally's, you got it all. You got the long-term memory fine. Your weed's not killing you. You're doing good. Keep that weed up. You know, that's what we're saying.
You just smoke enough, you and absorb it and become the weed.
It becomes you. You become the weed.
Become
exactly.
The weed.
Yeah, you become legal.
Where does the weed end and Tally begin?
Yeah, nobody knows anymore.
I am the haze.
That's awesome. All right. Have a fantastic one. We'll see you next time. All right, that's about going to do it for calls. Looks like we got a couple of emails, though, here.
Let's read those.
I'm going to read them, Brian. Here's how I do those now.
Send and receive email.
These came to us at themorningstream@gmail.com. Brian Hartzell wrote in and said, hey, sear and burn.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
This is about heat stroke. He says, I have a job that is hard as hell, and I know firsthand the effects of heat. I started 3 weeks ago at an aluminium extrusion plant. I'd like to say aluminium that
way. Sure, who doesn't?
As a hydraulic maintenance mechanic, I work on near 1,000-degree forges. The better part of my first 2 weeks were spent being so close to passing out or puking, and a bunch of times, actually puking.
Oh, jeez.
Well, yeah, there goes your record. Anyway. I really don't think I could actually keep doing the job, but by the end of the second week, I had kind of acclimated to the heat. It is usually 130-plus degrees inside in most places I have to work. On a side note, I used to be an IT guy for Blizzard, so this is a change. Sorry for rambling on. Ha-ha.
That's Brian. Kind of funny. Yes. From Blizzard to excessive heat.
You probably have some rules there, like some hydration rules, like they tell you to drink constantly, and you know, I don't know how you have to dress in there. You're not all.
I'm guessing that you've got to have specific things you can't even have near, like on you at work. I don't know if your phone would damaged by 130 plus degree heat, or
gotta think it would, right? Like, can't be good for a phone.
Yeah, like certain clothing materials can't be that good in excessive heat. That's crazy.
Wow. I was using my phone in 100 degrees once out in the backyard, and it gave me a message, it's too hot to operate your phone safely. Turn it down off for now and use it later.
Right. There's a little button that says, unless this is an emergency or something.
Yeah. It's like, I'd never gotten that message before.
I guess my TikToks can wait.
Yeah. Yeah, I can watch this lady tell me about her amazing ice cream.
Her Cool Ranch Doritos later. Yeah.
Doesn't have to be now. Speaking of panic stuff, this came from Andrew from
Canada.
He's from Canada.
Canada. He says,
hey, Scott and Brian, I have been a fan of TMS for a few years now, and I'm always the best part of my day when a new episode is on the feed. I just wanted to comment on Scott's story on panic attacks just to say it's nice to hear others' experiences with having them. For about the last 5 years, I've had random panic attacks with very similar symptoms and fears that it is something a lot worse. I've ended up in the ER a couple of times and was just told that it was anxiety and it will pass. And it will pass from the doctors. It is nice hearing.
Wow, that's irresponsible of the doctors, it feels like.
Well, I mean, if they're... An ER doctor's job is to process you know?
Yeah.
They're not going to sit down and really go deep. So,
that's been my
experience as well. Anyway, it is nice hearing how others have similar things and how you handle them. Keep up the great work in the show, Andrew from Canada. Well, Andrew, it does help to hear from people who have been through it. Somebody asked me yesterday after the show, I don't remember where I got this, an email or something, said, how does this apply to like either being on the show every day or doing other things in public? And they brought up the stage gig at BlizzCon that year in 2018. Sure. And that's the weird part about all of this. I don't get panic attacks for things that should panic me. Like, for me to get up on stage in front of 30,000 people was 100% chill. I had no problem that day. Zero. And I wasn't, like, drugged up or anything. I didn't have anything. I just went up there and I did it. And I wasn't nervous and I didn't freak out and it was fine. You'd think that would be a trigger, right? Like, the ultimate trigger. But it wasn't. Ultimate trigger sometimes is just me sitting on a chair, listening to the birds chirp, and then bam, it hits you. Like, it doesn't have... That's why it's weird. It doesn't have the normal rules.
Not tied to what we would expect to cause them.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes you can... Yeah. And that's not to say people out there aren't properly triggered by things like... And they should, you know, that's normal.
Well, sure.
Yeah. But the fight or flight thing shouldn't happen when you're just chilling. And it does to those who know what I'm talking about. So, hey, Andrew, I feel you. I feel you, dude. Hey, later today, we got shows. Coverville, mentioned earlier, 1 o'clock today. So get that.
That's right. Thank you very much, Scott. You got the time right. Yeah, 1 p.m. twitch.tv/Coverville. Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
Please, mister, please.
Yeah.
I don't have a good cover of that song, by the way. Oh. So if you're tuning in looking for Please, Mister, Please, or... Let Me Be There. Those just got too country. And so only country artists covered them, and they just kept pretty straightforward covers. So it's like, it's a bummer because those were two really great songs that she did, but they were, you know, they mm-hmm. only seemed to get covered in certain genres. Oh, damn right. There'll be a Hopelessly Devoted to You. There'll be a Have You Never Been Mellow? Physical, of course, Magic.
Yeah.
Magic.
No, you're the one that I want. You'll have a couple of Grease songs in there for sure. Yeah, it'll be great.
It'll be good. Check it out.
Be there.
1 p.m. No 1:30. Who made that up? No 1:30.
No one made that up. You made that up.
I made that up. It's gone now.
No, I think at one point, I think I was doing them at 1:30 or 2:30 or something. So
well, for whatever reason, my brain glommed onto it and never let go. I don't know why. Not enough REM sleep. All right. Also, Core tonight, 5 p.m. Mountain Time. Me, John, Bo doing our thing. If you haven't yet checked out Carter's cool animation of us talking about John's skill for tongue twisters, you're going to want to check that out. Because it's awesome. We'll probably premiere it again tonight before the show. So if you want to see it, you can. It's awesome. And also, we have lots to talk about. So tune in. Core, covering video games in a way that you don't have to. All right. That's it. Patreon.com/TMS is how this show is supported. And you can find links to it and all the things we do at frogpants.com/TMS. Brian, I think that'll do it for us today. Do you have a song we can play to call it, you know, finished, I guess?
To really just put a pin in it and call it over and done. Yeah, Scott Taskinen wrote in and said, "Good morning, great cover master. August 12th, which is tomorrow, I turn 40 years old. This year, I want a reminder of all the good years I had." Well, hopefully you got more in front of you, too. "Could you play a cover of Frank Sinatra's Very Good Year? Thank you for the laughs. And remember to watch that horn or you'll yell."
Oh, he wants that. Hold on.
Yeah.
I get it. That's a good reference. Took me a second. There it is. Enjoy.
Love that. Yeah. It's still a favorite of mine.
Still good.
All right. Well, first, a little clarification. And this is something that I didn't discover until doing Coverville. I was attributed that to being a Frank Sinatra original as well. "When I was 17, mm-hmm. it was a very good year." Because mm-hmm. that's who you always think of singing it. Originally, though, it was the Kingston Trio, of all people.
Oh, weird.
Frank Sinatra covered it and kind of made it his own. That is some trivia for you right there. Mm-hmm. I've got a great cover, though, by the BEF. This is from their 2013 album, Music of Quality and Distinction, Volume 3, and it really is. It Was a Very Good Year by BEF.
"When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stairs. When I was 21,
Now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year. And now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine old kegs. From the brim to the dregs. It poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year. It was a very good
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Kids, it's free.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.